ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 26 ब्रजौकसां सोतोकेषु स्नेहबलि ब्रजौकसां सोतोकेषु स्नेहबलि अब्दम अनुवाम स्नयनिसीम बवर्धय यथा कृष्णे तु अपूरवत्। ट्रांसलेशन। Although the inhabitants of Brajabhumi, the cowherd men and cowherd women, previously had more affection for Krishna than for their own children, now for 1 year their affection for their own sons continuously increased, for Krishna had now become their sons. There is no limit to the increment of their affection for their sons, who are now Krishna. Every day they found new inspiration for loving their children as much as they loved Krishna. Verse number 27. Itham atma atmana atmanam वत्सपालमिषे नसा पालयन् वत्सपो वर्षम् चिक्रीडे वनगोष्ठया। इथम इन दिस वे आत्मा द सुप्रीम सोल कृष्ण आत्मना बाय हिमसेल्फ आत्मानम् himself again, Vatsapala Misena, with the forms of cowherd boys and calves. Sa, Krishna himself, Palayan, maintaining, Vatsapaha, tending the calves, Varsam, continuously for 1 year, Chikride, enjoyed the pastimes, Vanagosthaya, both in Vrindavan and in the forest. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. In this way, Lord Sri Krishna, having himself become the cowherd boys and groups of calves, maintained himself by himself. Thus he continued his pastimes, both in Vrindavan and in the forest, for 1 year, purport. Everything was Krishna. The calves, the cowherd boys, and their maintainer himself were all Krishna. In other words, Krishna expanded himself in varieties of calves and cowherd boys and continued his pastimes uninterrupted for 1 year. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's expansion is situated in everyone's heart as the super soul. Similarly, instead of expanding himself as super soul, he expanded himself as a portion of calves and cowherd boys for a continuous year. That's the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So this special pastime is very well known as Brahma Vimohana Leela. How Brahma was bewildered. Mohana means bewildering. Vimohana means very special way bewildered. Vimohana, Vishesh Mohana, Vimohana. Yes, that is the special quality of Param Brahma. There's a Bhagavatam first verse describes Muhyanti Jatasuraya. That is primary quality of the Param Brahma, that he bewilders everybody. And he is not known to anybody. Nobody can understand him. Brahma become bewildered. Brahma become bewildered, that bewilders us also. Brahma is the one who went to Kshirasagara, invited Bhagavan. All the demigods, including Brahma, when Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki and womb of Yashoda, they all came, they prayed him. They're all confirmed that this boy is Param Brahma. But still getting bewildered. So that itself bewilders us also. How that can happen? But that is how Param Brahma is. Nobody can understand him, including Brahma. Sometimes I think in this world people, they don't understand God. They don't accept God. We should not be surprised that people, they don't accept God. They don't understand God. Brahma, whom we are accepting our primary parampara in this guru, was a Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Sampradaya. He is the first person, Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Sampradaya. He tried to understand Bhagavan. Brahma went through 100 celestial years severe austerities to understand Bhagavan. So at the end of 1 year's completion of his severe austerities, finally he found that he has understood Bhagavan. If for Brahma it takes 100 celestial years to understand Bhagavan, then how can you understand him? Then end of 100 years severe austerities, Brahma said, oh, finally I have understood Bhagavan. Then Bhagavan Narayan appeared in front of him. Oh, Brahmaji, you have understood me? Yes, my Lord. It took 100 years severe austerity to understand you. Then Lord asked, what have you understood about me? That I have understood after going through severe austerities for 100 celestial years, I have understood that I can never understand you. That is what I have understood you. So that is what Param Brahma is. We are trying to understand. Everybody bewildered. It's a very special subject matter. Bewildering everybody. Nobody can understand Bhagavan. Demons can never understand Bhagavan. That is for sure all of us we know. Demons, they don't understand Krishna. Demons, they don't understand Krishna is Bhagavan. But devotees, they understand Krishna is Bhagavan. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes. The Brajavasis, the topmost devotee, they understand Krishna is Bhagavan. Do they know? Yes or no? Then? Demons, they don't know Krishna is Bhagavan. The topmost devotee, they don't know Krishna is Bhagavan. But Krishna must be knowing his Bhagavan, yes or no? He is Sarvajna. He must be knowing his Bhagavan. Yes or no? Yes. So Krishna knew his Bhagavan when he was going through this, doing the Vrindavan pastimes. Definitely not. He did not know that he is Bhagavan. He would know his Bhagavan, then the sweet pastimes would not exhibit. This is another interesting point. Demons, they do not understand Krishna is Bhagavan. Topmost devotees, they don't understand Krishna is Bhagavan. Krishna himself, he doesn't understand his Bhagavan. But still is Bhagavan. Very interesting aspect, right? We're all bewildered. Everybody bewildered. Krishna also gets bewildered also sometimes.
But we cannot say he become bewildered, we say he is enchanted. Bewildering word we might not be able to use for Krishna. We bewildered, but same thing happens to Krishna, he is enchanted. The word is used like that. So everybody bewildered, nobody understands Krishna, including Krishna. Then what is the difference? Krishna is not understanding that he is not Bhagavan. We are not understanding that Krishna is Bhagavan. So what is the difference? Krishna is not understanding and we are not understanding. So Prabhupada is saying, giving an example, that when one blind man is not able to see, but when the children, they play hide and seek game, that one child, he close his eyes, that he cannot see. That time he is blind, he cannot see. A blind man cannot see, and when the children is playing hide and seek, close his eyes, cannot see. Both are not able to see, but big difference. The blind man cannot see, and somebody closing his own eyes, that he cannot see, so that he can enjoy the game, play, it's different. So Krishna case is like that, Prabhupada is saying. We are not understanding him, and Krishna is not understanding him. He closes his own eyes. He makes himself not to understand through Swarup Shakti. So that is big difference. So this is the unique position of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Brahma. The Brahma Bimahan Lila, I want to address one thing here. The Brahma is becoming bewildered. We may accept it, but there are some Vaishnavas I have heard, they don't accept this. So much so, they don't accept this chapter is belongs to Bhagavatam. Brahma Vinoda, they say it is not there in Bhagavatam. You know who are they? They are Madhva Sampradaya people. Madhvacharya. Brahma Madhyana, Brahma is everything for them. How Brahma can be bewildered? How can we accept these things? They are not ready to accept it. They don't accept Brahma can be bewildered. This is not part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahma cannot be bewildered. Of course, the follower of Brahma, how can they accept it? But we are also follower of Brahma. We are Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Sampradaya. But how can we accept it? What is our basis that we accept? Brahma was bewildered. Not only Brahma was bewildered, Shiva also got bewildered. Indra gets bewildered. If all of them will not get bewildered, in the first verse of Bhagavatam will be incorrect. Mujjanti Jatasuraya. But when Brahma becomes bewildered, Shiva becomes bewildered, do they become very angry? Bhagavan, you gave us a big position. You are putting us into such a position that people laugh at us. I am the establishing guru, acharya of Rudra Sampradaya. Shiva will become very angry, upset, dissatisfied with Bhagavan. You gave me a position and you are putting me in such an embarrassed position. How that can happen like that? That I will become bewildered. See, this is Maya Shakti, bewildering, the Maya. Everybody has some Maya Shakti. There is Vishnu Maya, there is Shiva Maya, Brahma has some Maya Shakti also, he is playing. And each of us, we have some Maya Shakti also. We are playing Maya. Everybody has some illusory potency. But Krishna's illusory potency surpasses everybody. When Brahma becomes bewildered by Krishna, he becomes very happy. He doesn't feel offended. He doesn't feel himself inferior. When Shiva becomes bewildered, he feels very happy. Just like all of you must have heard, when Shiva was doing tapasya in Himalaya, there Kamadeva came and he shot Panchavana, 5 arrows to incite Shiva to disturb. But what he can do to Shiva? Shiva is the controller of Mahamaya. He is keeping Parvati on his lap and giving Bhagavatam class. So much controlled person, right? And he is trying to incite Shiva. Shiva opened his eyes. Kamadeva became so angry. They are playing with me. They are trying to incite me. Then he was so angry that Kamadeva turned ashes. He became ananga, no anga, no more body. Since then he has no body. He became ananga. And same Shiva, when he went to Vishnu, to ask Vishnu that I missed a very good chance that during churning of milk ocean, you appeared as Mohini Murti, but I could not see that. Can I have a chance to see that? The Lord Vishnu said, are you sure? You are ready for that? Yes, no problem. The divine Lord appeared Mohini Murti, then Shiva started to run behind Mohini Murti. In spite of Parvati is next to him, Ganesh, Kartik are next to him, he is running behind Mohini Murti. But after that he realized, oh, he is my Lord. But he was very happy. Oh, my Lord is so great. Let the whole world understand how my Lord is so powerful. So powerful that even he can mesmerize me also. So this is how they take it. How Brahma takes it. How Shiva, Lord Shiva takes it. So in that way, so Brahma becoming bewildered by Krishna is not a very surprising subject matter. And if Brahma becoming bewildered by Krishna is not surprising subject matter, then what to speak of all of us? We are becoming bewildered. But we become bewildered, we commit something wrong, is different than this great personality. They become bewildered or they do commit some apparent wrong. Big difference is there. So they become bewildered, Shiva become bewildered, Brahma become bewildered. Through this, the Lord's position is more strongly established. Good lesson for us. Great personalities, they do mistake. Parikshit Maharaj did a big mistake. He was emperor of the whole earthly planet, great devotee. Such a great devotee, how can he commit a mistake like this just because of thirst? He could put a dead snake around the neck of Samikrishi. How could do that? Big mistake. Not only he committed big mistake, he was cursed also. But he is committing mistake and being cursed brought all auspiciousness to this earthly planet. Because of that, Srimad Bhagavatam manifested. If he did not commit that mistake, he would not be cursed. Then today we would not be here to read Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the way we have to see when these great personalities like Brahma, how to speak of is getting bewildered by Krishna, that is description is running behind his daughter also. So what people will think about this? I heard some of the other community people, they are criticizing, just see what your Brahma is doing. There's a lot of things that are very difficult to reconcile these activities. Very difficult to reconcile these activities. So Brahma, every day Krishna goes for grazing cows. Every day he goes. Every day Kamsa sends to demons to kill Krishna. One in morning, one in noon, one in evening. Three demons he would send every day. Krishna would go for grazing the cows, but he would not really engage in grazing cows, looking after the cows or calves. Here calves, because the calves and cows are so attached to Krishna, they will never run away. So there is no question Krishna to run behind them, keep them together, you know, as the cowherd people they do together. It is not necessary. He just go with them, leave them in the forest, then he engages in playing. His lila purushottama, his business is only lila, pastimes. He engages in playing. And he would be playing and playing and playing. They would be so much engrossed in playing, they would forget to eat lunch, lunch food or prasad. What can we say? Krishna takes prasad or food, Maharaj? He will take his lunch food, he would forget to eat his lunch food, no? I don't know, maybe Mother Yashoda offering to Narayan, sending for Krishna that time. They are worshipping Narayan that time in their house. So, some demon comes, then they would forget. Then one demon would come, and Krishna would kill that demon. After killing Krishna, after killing demon, that every day this pastime is taking place, no? Every day, they'd go for playing, they'd forget the time for eating lunch. Then some demon would come, Krishna will kill him. Then they understand, oh, now it's time for our lunch prasad. Because that time there is no watch, how they'll understand. So this was the system. Now one demon killed means, now it's time for us to eat. Then after they'll eat, then again they engage, you know, in playing. Then they'll forget to go back to their house. So in afternoon time, one more demon will come. So Krishna will kill that demon. Then they'll go, now it's time to go back to our house. So that is such a common, that means we are reading only few demons. That means so many demons Krishna must have killed, no? Every day, Krishna must have killed. So that day Krishna killed Aghasur. Killed Aghasur. Then after killing, like every day, they gone eating their food. They go on eating their food, they open their tiffin box. So everybody eating from the tiffin box, some nice food. The cowherd boys, they eat, oh, very tasty. Oh, Kanhaiya, very tasty, finish from their mouth, they give to Kanhaiya. Can you imagine that? That sometime you will eat and give to Krishna. When you can do that? The cowherd boys are doing. Actually, what happened when Krishna killed this Aghasur, all the demigods, they came out. They are glorifying Krishna, beating the kettle drums and dancing. Ah, now Aghasur is killed. So all the demigods, they are very happy. They went back, but Brahma stayed behind to check what is happening after that. Then Brahma, after glorifying, after all these things, he is confirmed that Krishna is Bhagavan. But then he just saw Krishna eating from other remnants from others' mouth. Unbelievable. How can I believe this? How can Brahma believe this? Brahma cannot believe this. Why you know he can't believe this? Because Vedagya. Vedagya people cannot believe these things. Vedesu dullabha adullabha atma bhaktav. Through Veda, you try to understand the activities of Bhagavan, you will be bewildered. Veda never explains these things. That Parambrahma will eat from somebody's mouth. He will eat only from Brahmanas. Taking bath, neat, clean, everything, so much mantra chanting. The Brahmanas will be chanting mantra, not any of us. Brahmanas will chant mantra, push this nose, that nose, so many techniques are there. Then Parambrahma will eat. That also don't see whether eating or not. And here Parambrahma Sakhat eating the remnants of these children. How can Brahma believe this? Brahma could not believe these things. It's not possible to believe. Because he's Vedagya. Through Veda you don't understand. You see, there is different aspects of understanding the absolute truth. This is very common aspect of understanding absolute truth. Absolute truth is nirakar, isn't it? It's formless. It's not only Muslims are saying that Allah is nirakar. Not only Christians are saying God is nirakar. Yehudi, every sampradaya, for them God is nirakar. Only Hindu accept God as sakar, form. But some Hindus accept, not all Hindu. Most Hindus also accept God is nirakar. Most Hindus. If some people accept God is sakar, then he say he abhyaktang vyaktinga apunati. Of course, Krishna said it's foolish people. They think from nirakar I become sakar. But the point is, it is very easy to accept. You say God is nirakar, very easy to accept it because we all have form. God means something special. If we have a form, he has a form. Then what is the difference? So that's why people mostly accept God is nirakar. Very easy to accept this. Okay. Then those accept God is sakar, he has form, then they accept Vishnu form. Vishnu form. So God means has to be something special, you know? So Vishnu form, Vishnu has four hands. We have two hands. So he must be God. He has four hands. And he has blue body. What body we have? What color body? Our body? We have black. Black body, white body, yellow body, and red body. Four colors are there. I was in Assam. In Assam, Chief Minister had come for Rath Yatra. Very interesting point he made about Jagannath. Said he is really Lord of the universe. In his explanation, he was telling why he thinks he is Lord of the universe. Because he represents the whole world. So he said, Jagannath is black. He represents all the black Africans. That is his explanation. And Baladev is white. So he represents all the white people, Western people. And Subhadra is yellow. She represents all the Mongolians, Japanese, you know, their yellow color. And Sudarshan is red. So he represents all the red Indians. So, see, he represents the whole world, so he's really Lord Jagannath. I was thinking some speculated things he presented. But later on, in summer I gave this class, then one Sanskrit Pandit devotee, she quoted a verse from scripture, where that scripture says, there are four color people on this universe. Four color people are there in this universe. But interestingly, the Bhagavan can be one of those colors. So, so blue Bhagavan must be special, right? So people accept Vishnu, he must be Bhagavan. You don't look like us. You have four hands, we have two hands. We have this four colors, but we have beyond four, we have blue color. So Bhagavan is very special. Of course, Krishna also blue color, right? Nila Madhava is blue color. Everything Bhagavan says, everything is blue. The Nila Sagara, the ocean is blue. Nila Parvata, the mountain is blue. Nila Kandara, the cave is blue. Nila Madhava, the Lord is blue. Nila Chakra, Chakra is blue or not, I don't know, but say Nila Chakra, they call it Nila Chakra. Everything is blue. Why Krishna looks blue? You know, one Maharaj told, I think Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj was telling, because even if he's a boy, he's a human form, still he's unlimited. What looks blue to you? What looks blue to you? Sky looks blue. What is sky color? Sky has any color? No color, but looks blue. He's unlimited. Ocean, water has any color? But unlimited, looks blue. So Krishna, even if he is a human form, he is blue. Anyway, so my point I was trying to make, nirakar form acceptable. He is very special. We have form, he has no form. Vishnu forms acceptable, no problem. But when it comes to Rama, Krishna, Param Brahma, very difficult to digest. It's very difficult to digest. How this Rama can become Bhagavan? The Bhagavan's wife is stolen by somebody. And Bhagavan is crying, oh, my wife is stolen, what to do? He's crying, lamenting, you know, searching for his wife. How common people can accept this as Bhagavan? Krishna Bhagavan, stealing butter, night time, waking up, seeing some dream, getting scared, going outside, the ghost, bhuts are coming. And the other people say, this is your Bhagavan, having danced with other ladies in midnight. How people can digest these things? How people can understand? How they can accept? So Mujjanti Jata Suraya, why Bhagavan will not be a bewildering factor? Of course, this will bewilder. Shastra says that Bhagavan coming to this material world, Bhajate Tadisakrida Jasurta Tatparabhavet. He's exhibiting these sweet pastimes, so by hearing pastimes, people will be purified, get attracted towards him. So that is one side. But the other side also, people get very bewildered also. To understand, bewildered also. So that is why Bhagavat, for devotees, everything is clean, clear, they understand everything. But for non-devotees, everything is very bewildering. They can't understand how all this Parambrahma, this Parambrahma has unlimited great qualities, but there's 18 qualities that Parambrahma is not supposed to have. There's a verse in Bhagavatam or somewhere, 18 is not supposed to have. But we see sometimes in Bhagavan, just like our Dhammabandhana pastimes. Dhammabandhana pastimes clearly proves, establishes that Krishna is not Bhagavan. Clearly establishes that Krishna is not Bhagavan. If he is Bhagavan, Bhagavan is supposed to be Atmaram. But as soon as he gets up, he's becoming hungry. How Atmaram can become hungry? Then he's drinking milk from Mother Jasoda's breast. Mother Jasoda put him on the floor. He becomes dissatisfied. Nitya tripta, Atma tripta. How he can become dissatisfied? Then he's becoming angry. Where anger arises from? Where anger arises from? Kamayasa, Krodhayasa, Rajaguna. So Krishna is not in Tamaguna, not in Rajaguna. Which guna Krishna is belongs to? Sattaguna. No, he is beyond Sattaguna. Then he is beyond Sattaguna, then how he will become angry? Which arises from Rajaguna. Become very angry. He is running away with fear. He is getting caught by Mother Yashoda. He can give punishments, all these things will you see. It proves that Krishna is not Param Brahma. But people will not understand, in spite of all these symptoms, pastimes, qualities has exhibited, still how he is Param Brahma. He is Param Brahma because out of unlimited qualities of Param Brahma, Bhagavan aspect of Param Brahma, the most special qualities, out of the unlimited quality, what is this best quality, special quality? Mercy. Mercy. Merciful. There is another big topic also. What is the meaning of mercy? Meaning of mercy, kripa. Mercy means kripa. What is karuna means? Karuna means? Mercy means kripa, mercy means karuna also. So what is the difference between kripa and karuna? All Bhagavan gives kripa, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives karuna. That says karunaya avatirna kaluna, causeless mercy. Yes, it's correct. Kripa karuna, apparently looks like no difference, is not it? One day I was giving class in Bengal in some village, Namahatta class, okay? So some topic I was speaking, then somebody asked from audience, Maharaj, what is the difference between Kripa and Karuna? So I was bewildered, like Brahma. So what is Kripa Karuna? It's all same, Kripa and Karuna same. So I don't know what to answer. Then one lady, village lady from behind, he said that Kripa means, Maharaj, Kripa means that you don't ask. No, Kripa means you ask. Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya. You ask Gurudev, then he gives you. It's Kripa. Karuna means you don't ask or somebody gives you. That is Karuna. The lady said, I thought, I don't know where he came from. I just, any village lady saying. But if you see, it reconciles, you know. You know that? Like Krishna came, Bhamana, Narasingha, all Bhagavan forms, they come with Kripa. Right? Yogi, Muni, Rishis, devotees, they ask Bhagavan, give me Mukti. Give me Siddhi. Give me this, give me that. So Bhagavan gives. But if same, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he is bound to have Karuna. But if he comes with Kripa, then his business will not run good. He came with a commodity. What is commodity? What he came to give us? Not Swarga, not Mukti, not Vaikuntha. What he came us to give? Prema. Is there anybody will go and ask, give me Prema? Nobody will ask, nobody knows this thing existing. Isn't that it? Nobody knows there's such thing existing. Then why somebody will go and ask Bhagavan, please give me? If nobody will go and ask Bhagavan, then his quality of Kripa will not work here. Isn't that it? So he has to have Karuna. So Mahaprabhu become merciful Karuna. But I diverted from somewhere. What I was talking about? I entered into mercy. Oh yes, I was telling about. Yes, yes. Out of unlimited quality of Parambrahma, if he would not one quality, all his quality would become completely useless. That is bhakti anugraha katarata, anugraha for devotee. If that would not be there, then all his unlimited quality would become completely useless. Racharyas are giving example. There's a millionaire in a village. But he, if he has no compassion upon others, so what is the use of his unlimited opulence? No use, right? Bhagavan's unlimited opulence will have no use. No benefits. Nobody would care Bhagavan. But one quality makes him perfect. Bhaktyanugraha katarata. He's very katar, eagerly waiting. How to do anugraha to his devotee? So, when these qualities manifest in Bhagavan, which are not supposed to be in Bhagavan, he becoming bewildered. Or whatever happening, not supposed to be in Bhagavan, why is adopting these qualities? Because he has said, Jajathamang prapadyante tang tathaiva bhajamyam. As you surrender me, accordingly, I'll reciprocate to you. If somebody thinks Bhagavan in this way, Bhagavan is my son, if Bhagavan by seeing his mother will not become scared, become angry, become scared, then how he'll enjoy the Vatsalya Rasa? So this time, because of his great quality of bhaktyanugraha katarata, bhakta vatsalyata, so he adopts all these 18 qualities which are not supposed to be in Parambrahma. But to give pleasure to his devotees, he accepts all these things. So this is the greatness. This is not a dusan. This is nothing wrong with Bhagavan, but this is a bhushan, this is ornament. The same bad qualities which are dusan, bad for us, exhibited by Krishna, there is great, there is ornaments. Bhaktanugha katrata, bhakta vaschalata. So Bhagavan becoming bewildered is very special. So demons becoming bewildered, devotees becoming bewildered, Bhagavan becoming bewildered, but there is big difference. So Brahma, he is Vedajna. He knows Veda, but Vedasu Durlabha Adurlabha Atma Bhakta. So he developed doubt how this can happen. Veda nowhere describes things like this. So he thought to test Lord Krishna, whether it's Bhagavan or not. Whether it's Bhagavan or not. So he started to play his Brahma Maya, Shiva Maya, Vishnu Maya, different Mayas. Each individual have their own Maya Shakti also. Shiva has his own Maya Shakti also. So he tried to, he hiding, he took away first all the calves. Krishna was worried, he went to search for the calves, he came back, all the cowherd boys also gone. Krishna, what is happening? For 1 second he got bewildered, what is happening? The next moment he understood, oh, this is what happening. Balaram also got bewildered. Balaram did not know these things. What is going on? Right? The cowherd boys and the calves were stolen for 1 year. That day, the cowherd boys and the calves were stolen. Balaram was not there. Otherwise, Balaram would be stolen also. Krishna would have kept that. No, who can steal Balaram? But Balaram was not there on that day. Because of her birthday celebration, he stayed behind. This is Krishna's arrangement, right? Same thing happened the day Krishna was tied, Damobandhan Lila. That day Balaram was not there. Rohini was not there. They had gone to Upananda's house to attend some function. This Rohini and Balaram would be there. Then this pastime would not manifest. Rohini would stop. So this is all pre-arranged. So Balaram had not gone there, so he didn't know. So throughout the year, they see there's no difference. Krishna manifested himself, exactly same boy, same cowherd boy, same the calves, nobody understood. One muhurta, one moment, Brahma went and came back, but that 1 year gone. And then, 5-6 days before only, when 1 year that day, they're stolen, that the Balaram was there, not there. Just exact 1 year means when Brahma came back, that the Balaram was not there also. five, six days before, Balaram understood, what is this anomaly? Everybody used to love Krishna. But nowadays, the Brajagopikas, they don't love so much Krishna. Because why they love Krishna? The Krishna is in their house, everybody's house. So they love. That day, then Balaram also saw, and from the top, the cows are there, and calves are grazing. They ran and ran, bottom of the hill. And the older calves are there, and the younger calves are there. But, and the cows are going to older calves, instead of the younger calves, because they're all Krishna. So Balaram was also bewildered. First time he was bewildered. But then he said, oh, my Lord is so great, he can bewilder me also. Just like Shiva thought. That is Ekala Ishwara Krishna Arsab Bhritya. That is Ekeswarabad, Nirishwarabad, Bahu Ishwarabad. So all they say one God. And they say no God. And we say how many gods? Bahu Ishwarabad, many gods. Isn't that it? We Hindus say we have many gods, right? How many gods we have? How many gods we have? 33 crores only. Because we love God so much, that our Shastra gives 30. Of course, there is misunderstanding that 33 crores devatas, but Hindus, they don't understand what is Bhagavan or devata. They think everybody is Bhagavan, isn't it? So, our Shastra gives only 33 crores Bhagavan, but Hindus are so fond of Bhagavan, the 33 crores Bhagavan not sufficient. We have new Bhagavan's factory making. No? Sai Baba Bhagavan, this Baba Bhagavan. So much fond of Bhagavan. No? But actually, our Shastra says, we are ekeshwarabad. Ekala Ishwara Krishna are sab. Only Ishwar is Krishna. Ekabai ditya nasti. Ekameva adityam. Krishna is only our shelter. Nobody else is our shelter. This way, this is reconciled. Jaisala Prabhupada ki. So one interesting point regarding marriage of Krishna with other gopis, there's so much talk Krishna did not marry. Prabhupada is writing this Radharani book. I found Krishna not one, everybody marry only one times, right? But Krishna married gopis many, many times. Not only one times, many, many times. Both part one, part two, Radharani book, if you read, you see so many times he married. Out of that one marriage was, our Acharya is describing, that Krishna was in everybody's house, Brajavasi's house. Purnamasi told all Brajavasis that this is very auspicious year. You should give marriage to all your daughters. All your small or big, that time Balla Vivaha was there also maybe. Small or big, everybody should get married. Otherwise the Kansa will do something I forgot. But it was told that you should give marriage to all your daughters. So all Brajavasis, small daughter, big daughter, every daughters, they gave marriage to their sons. But everybody's house, who was there sitting? Krishna was sitting. So Krishna got married to everybody also. So we should not doubt Krishna didn't marry. Of course, Krishna doesn't wait to marry. There are eternal consorts to marry them. Jasimad Bhagavatam ki, Savet Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Sitanat Pramanande, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna. I just came from Puri. I brought Jagannath toothbrush. I told my assistant to bring it, but he forgot it. But I have some Narasingha oil from Mayapur. This year, Narasingha Abhishek oil. So I am to offer to you something. You can take, smell, put on your head. Jai Narasingha Bhagwan ki.